Welcome again to worship tonight. For those of you who came in today, my name is Eric Holland, and I'm the pastor here at Holden. And once a week during the summer, we invite our musicians to plan and lead us in worship. And so tonight, Jane and Bob, with some help from Mary and a few others, they will be leading us in Vespers tonight. You will need two things. You'll need a worship book, an ELW. You'll also need to be able to see one of those printed worship folders. And I know we had enough for at least everyone to share. If you need one, feel free to let that be known, and I imagine you'll have some neighbors close by. Is there anyone who can't see a copy? Okay. The service tonight is in the pattern of evening prayer. The theme is peace, and the music is selected from many countries around the world. Again, welcome to worship tonight.
Creator God, help us to embrace the inner peace that passes all understanding.
Give us your peace, O God.
Form us into peacemakers in our own families, churches, and communities.
Give us your peace, O God.
Open our eyes to the needs, our ears to the voices, and our minds to the dignity of all people.
Let us have peace, O God.
God of peace, may your reign come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us the will to seek peace, O God.
Amen. We begin with a hymn from Korea, number 247 in the ELW, and we'll sing the English only.
Christianity arrived in India about the same time it arrived in Europe. And when it arrived, there was a potential for an egalitarianism that has never been known. In fact, the caste system today remained in place even among most Christians. Today, many primarily lower caste Protestant Christians sing what is known as Carnatic music. This land of Gandhi knows that peace without justice is not peace at all. Liberation theology has begun to raise up those who are suffering the most. Its music has become a vessel overflowing with God's grace for the oppressed. We sing a Carnatic Kyrie.
Thank you.
Our sins are many. Forgive us for the sake of Jesus Christ, O God. Your mercy is great. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 85. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before the Lord, and shall prepare for God a pathway.
Arusha, Tanzania, hosted the signing of a peace treaty for Rwandans and Burundians. Tanzanians have escaped much of the political upheaval that Africa has experienced. Much, but not all. But now a new challenge has arisen. A quarter of its population is infected with HIV/AIDS. Peacemaking takes on a new dimension in places like the Peace House, which cares for AIDS orphans. They know that peace without justice is not peace at all. They have become vessels of God's healing peace to the least among us. We sing a Tanzanian call and response. Please stand as we sing hymn 513.
A reading from Romans 8. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Will not the one who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we share more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Most people have heard about Cambodia chiefly because of the disaster that occurred when the Khmer Rouge came to power in 1975. Millions died. Since 1992, an annual Dame Itra, literally a pilgrimage of truth, has been held in this war-torn place. Hundreds of participants of all faiths walk over long distances for peace and reconciliation, providing an example of a peaceful alternative to the norm of violence that has prevailed in Cambodia. A Buddhist prayer for peace written by Maha Gosananda, Cambodia's Gandhi, who first organized the pilgrimage, prays in these words. The suffering of Cambodia has been deep. From this suffering comes great compassion. Great compassion makes a peaceful heart. A peaceful heart makes a peaceful person. A peaceful person makes a peaceful family. A peaceful family makes a peaceful community. A peaceful community makes a peaceful nation. And a peaceful nation makes a peaceful world. May all beings live in happiness and peace.
Let us add our prayer this night to those of the Cambodian people. Gracious and merciful God, make us worthy to serve those for whom peace is most elusive, the poor, the oppressed, our neighbor, our brother. Make us vessels of your gracious and healing peace. Only you can give us the peace that passes all understanding. Keep our hearts and minds on you, and restore us and all creation through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Let us stand for the singing of the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
you travel to Bethlehem today, you can buy a traditional olive wood creche, the stable with a palm tree attached, a couple of sheep and a donkey, the magi and a shepherd or two, Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, of course. But you can also buy the updated version. Across the front of the traditional manger scene, on some of the creches, there is a wall. That is the reality in Bethlehem today, which has become a prison. In the face of this new reality, Christians in Bethlehem are still building and maintaining clinics and schools, colleges and community centers. They are organizing the sales of olive oil and almonds. In the midst of hopelessness, they cling to hope, knowing that peace without justice is not peace at all. They have become the vessels of God's peace for a war-weary people. Receive the blessing, ours first and then theirs.
May the peace that passes all understanding keep your minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Our final hymn tonight is close to the heart of many who have traveled and lived as guests among people in other parts of the world. We often leave them for the relative security and safety of the United States, knowing that these beloved brothers and sisters are in danger from poverty, violence, or neglect. So we sing this hymn remembering those far from us. And we remember this, even though the sun may set here on our prayers, while we sleep, God is at work. And that as we sleep, those we are close to in spirit also pray for us. So we depart once again asking for that which God alone can give. We sing together now hymn 569. 569, and the choir will sing verse 3.
Go in peace, remember the poor.